You ain't seen nothing yet. It's 5 minutes after six. The Grease Man here, feeling bold, proud, and manly. I feel perky, perky, perky. It's a very, very perky. I'm the perky little turkey you adore. Yeah, I'm ready for action. Another beautiful day here in the nation's capital. It's 52 degrees out right now. Invigoratingly brisk. We expect a high about 75, I think. Yeah, I think so. Let me check this here. 75 today. 80s for tomorrow. Looks like good weather. Good weather. It's 52 right now. Let me see what else is happening here. I hadn't had a chance to check things out. Reading the sports section while taking my usual morning's gnarled constitutional. Yeah, let's see here. Ah, Baltimore got boar hog. 10-2 loss yesterday. Na 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 na. But we'll get over it somehow, some way. Let's see what else is going on. I guess so. Geez, look at the maggot line blazing already. Might as well take a call here, start the day off, see what's going on in the world of the unwashed. 4321101 if you'd like to be a part of the action. Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
I got a problem.
What's your problem?
I got two tickets to the Capitol Center at the 27th to see Rush. But my girlfriend doesn't want to go.
Yeah?
What do I do? I mean, she says that they're all rowdy and everything like that.
Well, take some other girl then. She don't want to go?
She doesn't want to go.
Well, that's her tough luck. Then take somebody else.
She goes to see another concert, like, yes, in the Capitol Center.
Well, why don't you take another dame then?
You think I should?
Yeah. That'll learn her.
Without her knowing about it now. Otherwise, she'd kill me.
Oh, God. What kind of man are you, buddy? What kind of man are you? You don't have a hair on your behind if you don't call another girl and say, listen, Zelda, I'm taking out another dame. You didn't come, it's too bad. If you snooze, you lose. I'm taking another dame to this show, and afterwards we'll probably go parking up on Lookout Hill.
That's about right.
You don't have the guts to do that, buddy. You're a wimp. If she says she doesn't want to go, you won't go at all. You'll be over there watching TV with her and her mother.
That's right.
Yeah, man, you're laughing about it. Let me tell you something, buddy. After Estelle, I resolved never to let anybody get me by the short hairs again. Because, let me tell you something. You're a kid, and she's doing that to you. Imagine after you're married for 10 years. All your friends will be her friends. The only things you'll do are things she likes to do. Your hobbies will be her hobbies. No way, Jose. That's not the life I want to live. Estelle used to be like that. I used to want to go to the ball game. She said she didn't like the ball game. The seats hurt her tongue. People were always spilling beer on her. Someone was always yelling in her ear. It was hot. She was schwitzing. So she expected me not to go. So I'd be sitting home. I like the ball game. I like it hot. I like it schwitzing. I like everybody yelling. Just because she doesn't go, I can't go. So one day I had two tickets. She said, oh, no, that's a ball game. Give them away. Sal, the next door neighbor, probably want to. I said, wait a minute. Wait. WFM. Wait a minute here. Just because you don't like the ball game doesn't mean I don't have to like the ball game either. I mean, for crying out loud, I like the ball game. You don't want to go, I'll find somebody else. What do you mean you'll find somebody? I said, there's lots of people that want to go to ball games. I'll find somebody and go to the ball game with them. Okay? Have a nice. She said, but wait. I said, no. You want to go? She said, well, no. I said, good. Have a nice afternoon. And I slammed the door. I walked out on the porch and I yelled. You see, there comes a time in every man's life when he has to get off his knees. Because that's what you are, buddy. You're on your knees. And if anybody lets you get there, they keep you there. You know what I'm saying? Your whole life will be like that. You got to stand up for yourself. You know, that's the way I do it now. Hey, I got a couple of tickets. Go to the show. Want to go? Well, I don't know. I'm kind of tired. Okay. I'll call you sometime. But wait a minute. But I'll call you sometime. Have a nice night. Click. Get off your knees, maggot. I finally got that way with Estelle. And when I got off my knees, I realized I didn't like her anyway. I realized that I was only doing things to please her, to keep her. One day it dawned on me, I don't want to keep her. And if I go to a ball game or a movie, or I have a clandestine affair, what's she going to do? Leave me? Good. Get out, you pig. Get out. It got to the point where I'd even come home, glistening from my last... glistening from my last encounter! Finally, I rubbed her face in it. I remember one night, we turned out the lights. I was smoking a Camel in the darkness, the end of it glowing as I took deep and grateful drags. Estelle was lying there on the verge of sleep. I said, "Hey, Estelle, you know what the definition of relative humidity is?" She said, "No, and you know what?" I said, "That's the sweat that rolls down my back when I'm making love to your sister."
Yeah! All right, listen.
21-101, the Maggot Line.